The practice of unity. I'm going to talk around this practice. It's one that's very important to do for any individual at a given time, and it's usually given when the person can actually feel the presence of the being that exists, that can be called by any name, God, Allah, Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva, which are aspects of the One, Allahu, which is slightly different in that it is the male, the female, and the unmanifest, the infinite from which it comes and all comes and returns, Abun, Yahuwah. The name is not so much important as the function, but the sound and the intention and recitation and attunement can be used as a stepping stone toward realization and becoming. It doesn't have to be. When a person gets a clear enough consciousness, awareness, sense, love of the reality of the ideal, which is first brought in mind and then is felt, and then the consciousness, and then perhaps through practices and recitations of sound and the enfoldment of heart and breath, this being becomes a true, real presence, and the ideal becomes real. It's caught, it's felt, it's touched, and it's loved. And what you place your attention on, you not only become, but what you love, you lose yourself in and toward. And the divine lover, loved, beloved, becomes of oneself again. So the process is using whatever tools or methods or means that are given as outward practices, or not, that lead to that sense and attunement and catching the presence of the ideal and the divine. At that point, all thought is put away. The intention and the aspiration is to become of this again, so you're placing yourself only toward that one that exists. You're letting all thought and all secondary processes away, and then you breathing in, you become of that, it becomes of you, it comes toward you on that in-breath, on the out-breath, you losing yourself in that become of it, and as the breath refines more and more, you're placing yourself, the two, you become one. You and the ideal become one. The love, the process, the lover, the mirror, the beloved, the flame, the sun, become of that one being. And as you put that separateness away more and more, you're just sitting and resting in becoming, remembrance, breath, heart, love, being, the transcendent light, sound, love in which you live, are, unfolds more, remembering. And as you sit with this, and you feel yourself becoming of it, you're not reasoning, you're not thinking, you're not trying to figure out, you're not the perceiver so much as the becomer. And one remembers and is. And this unity, this uniting again, is the becoming of what is called samadhi. Samadhi is nothing more than union, connected to and becoming. And so it deepens and deepens until this union becomes in everyday life and breath and heart and becoming. It's one of the reasons practices are given. Say, keep your attention on the highest. Say Allah, and you'll become Allah. You fixate in your heart, your breath, every bit of remembrance is directed toward the highest of the ideal until that union is taking place. In the sitting with that, the practice of unity is a time when you set aside for yourself the deepening of this awareness, consciousness, losing of your separateness, that sense of separateness, and uniting and becoming again of the ideal is done on the in-breath and the out-breath, and then losing yourself within it, forgetting your separateness, and experiencing to as much as your capacity that which is and that which you are. This is the practice of remembrance of yourself, practice of uniting, of unity.